As far as I'm concerned, I was Manchester City on Thursday, so I'm very, very happy. As you know, Manchester City is a big club. Always, every player wishes to play for a big club.
How did you feel about leaving Portsmouth?
Yeah, obviously I had my time. I was happy over there, but in life and in football, you need to move on, especially when you're going to a new club, which is a big club.
Were you surprised about the move itself? Because from what we've heard, it seems that you didn't know much about the deal until it was almost done.
I was surprised because it was 2 days before the deadline. Sometimes you hear that clubs, they are looking for you maybe 2 weeks before, but this one, it was just...
And when you heard about the interest from Manchester City, how did you feel about that?
Obviously, I was happy. Man City, as I said before, Man City is a big club, so I was happy, and that's why I even drove from my place to London to catch the last flight.
But we understand that there were one or two problems with catching flights. Is it true that you fell asleep?
No, the problem is that I live in Bournemouth, close to Southampton, so we didn't have flights from Southampton, so I have to drive all the way from Southampton to London. Then the first flight was delayed until 10 to 10, so that's why I came late.
But when you actually got here and had the medical, there were one or two rumours that perhaps there was a problem with the medical. Is there any truth in that at all?
No, I don't think there was any truth with that, because I signed all the papers that were there before the deadline, so I was also reading. I was shocked when I was reading all this news, but for me I was cool, I was relaxed in the hotel.
You were always hopeful that it was going to go through and it would be fine.